You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and before we begin our podcast, we will have our stakeholder spotlight. We have a familiar guest with us, Pamela Courtney from the Port Royal History Museum. Welcome back, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, no problem. We're glad to have you. So if you could you tell us what's new with the historic Port Royal Foundation?
Well, one of the greatest things that we have going on this year is our first annual Dr. Lawrence S. Rowland Lecture Series. And we really thank Larry for lending us his name for the lecture series for 2023. Some of you may not realize that this year is the 149th anniversary of the town of Port Royal. Next year in 2024, of course, will be the huge celebration. But we're kicking off this year with the lecture series starting on March the 23rd with Dr. Will Doerr, who is our South Carolina State geologist. And he's going to talk about what is so phenomenal about Port Royal, the Port Royal Island, going back 180 million years ago. When I first came, everybody talked about the deep water out here, and I kept asking why, you know, and I couldn't get a good answer. And so I happened to call him and ask him if it was part of the Younger Dryas period. And he said, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "Okay." And he said, "I'm going to go back further than that." So that began the discussion and conversations of having a lecture series. And that's what we're starting off with, is the geological history of Port Royal 180 million years ago on March the 23rd. Then we'll move into June the 8th and 9th with Dr. Larry Rowland and Dr. Steve Wise. Some of you are very familiar with him. And he's going to be talking one evening on the maritime history. And then the following evening, they'll be talking about the 20th century, the railroad. And then finally, in October, we are having University of South Carolina come in with the Native American Studies Center to discuss who was here, Native Americans before and during European settlements. So there'll be a panel of three, which will be Dr. Stephen Criswell, Professor Chris Judge, and Dr. Evan No, that will be coming to present. And all three of them will be held at Port Royal at St. Mark's Church. They'll all be on a Thursday, and they will all begin at 6:30 to 8:30.
That's exciting. I'm excited to hear Dr. Will Doerr. I didn't realize that history extended so far, 180 million years. That's insane.
It is, because at one time we were connected to Africa. And so this is what's really going to be interesting, you know, and we are, we're selling tickets. We're only going to be selling 110. So we encourage you to go to our website at www.portroyalhistory.org and click on where it says purchase tickets, and you can buy the whole set at one time, or if you want to purchase just one ticket for one of the individual lectures, you're more than welcome, but we really want you to come out for this.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Definitely, if you haven't heard Dr. Lawrence S. Rowland before, you could check out the episode he was on here on episode 53 on the Intercoastal Podcast. It's called Discovering Port Royal. That would be a treat to hear that.
Well, thank you. And I want you all to come out. Also, on March the 9th, we will be uncovering a brand new exhibit, which will be Port Royal 1870 to 1900. And you'll be able to come see sort of the historical points of the railroad, the phosphate mining, the disaster of the hurricane and yellow fever epidemic that went through our area.
That's so fascinating. It's a lot of history for Port Royal, and not only just, you know, the materials, but the land itself as well.
We have a lot to share, and it's just the beginning.
Yes, so we're looking forward to that.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Glad to have you, and we look forward to having you again in the future.
Thank you. Look forward to having you too, Daquan.
Thanks again, Pamela, for coming on and telling us about the history of the museum. Now let's transition into our main topic with Jessica Mangano, the owner of Tabby Shore. We're going to dive into all the delicacies you can get in the Lowcountry. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back. This is fun. I always love joining y'all on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had you, so we're glad to have you back and kind of reintroduce you to the audience.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Ready to dive in?
Let's do it. Let's talk some food.
That's something I can do very well is talk food. So we've talked many times about how Beaufort in the Lowcountry specializes in seafood. Where are the best places to get seafood in Beaufort?
In my opinion, are we talking cooked seafood, like somewhere you could go and dine, or fresh seafood that you take home to cook? There's a difference.
I was going to say, it depends. A lot of people here in Beaufort, I know, like to catch their own seafood. But if you were going to go get freshly caught seafood, not in a restaurant setting, where would you go?
So I guess Sea Eagle Market, right? Yep. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah,
is
that's
that
exactly
what you had
what
in mind?
Thinking.
Yeah. So Sea Eagle Market is one of the probably the best local, one of the best, because we do have a lot. We have a lot of good ones, but one of the best places to get fresh oysters, shrimp, any kind of seafood really that you want. And it's, 5 minutes from downtown Beaufort. So it's pretty close, to anybody in town. And then there's also CJ's Seafood Express right on Rebo Road. In Port Royal. That's a great one. It's almost like a seafood stand. Mm-hmm. So you can drive up and they literally just bring out everything fresh in the coolers every single day. There's something new, fresh catch, oysters, anything you need right there too. What about you? What do you think?
I think Gay Fish Company is a good one, especially for those visiting the island. People stay at Fripp, people heading out to Hunting Island. Yeah. It's right there on the right side as you're about to head over the final bridge to get onto Hunting Island. So I think that's a great one.
Absolutely.
They offer a different fish, clams, anything like that, that you're looking for. So they have a good variety, and it's a family owned, not a restaurant, but a family owned business.
Right. And that's what I like about all of those that we just mentioned. They're all family owned and operated, smaller businesses in the area. They're local. So those are all good options. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, too, because you can see all these different locations out with their boats, and then you'll see them pull up and unload what they just
caught.
Right
there, yeah. You know it's fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, let's say you wanted to go have some seafood, really good seafood, but you didn't want to prepare like me. Where would you go?
Are you not a cook, Daquan?
So I am a cook, but I don't like to brag on myself. There's times
humble.
I get lazy.
I like it. Okay. So where are we going to the restaurant for fresh seafood? Which restaurants are we going to? Oh, gosh, that's hard. Oh, gosh. The food scene. Yes. In Beaufort is really incredible. Okay. So let's talk maybe downtown. I specialize in downtown. Down here every day. So downtown, I would have to say, oh gosh, I feel like people are going to come at me for this if I get it wrong. But there's a few. So Breakwater Restaurant and Bar, if you're wanting like a nicer dinner, they have really good fresh seafood. It's like it is definitely like date night level. Mm-hmm. It's a little higher end. It's real. The ambiance is really nice. Like, the lower lights, the good cocktails. We're talking like a really nice date night. Highly recommend Breakwater. And then if you want something a little more casual, right on the waterfront, I would say, Plums for like a po' boy or like shrimp salad or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say? What do you think?
Agree.
What are your favorites?
Well, I'm going to get a little bit off downtown. Downtown is such a great location, especially if you want seafood and a great view. But another location with a great view is Fish Camp out in Port Royal. A lot of people say Fish Camp has some of the best sunsets you can find in Beaufort. So me and my wife love to go out there. We went and enjoyed the food. They have a nice, while you wait, they have a nice little dock you can walk out on, look at the boats and actually watch the sunset. They have games while you wait on your table to be ready. And then when you actually get into the restaurant, sometimes they have live music, or sometimes you can sit outside in a screened-in porch, and it's actually relaxing where you can just not worry about the bugs. You can just get the fresh air and the sunlight. But the food is amazing.
Fish Camp is wonderful. That's right off of 11th Street, right? Right downtown on the water. Downtown Port Royal. Let's clarify that. Downtown Port Royal on the water. And then even taking it a step further, Ladies Island mm-hmm. has some really good seafood offerings as well in Beaufort. Ladies Island has Dockside. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Dockside?
I am a fan of Dockside. That's if we have guests, usually, since it's a larger capacity restaurant, would typically take family. You can hold parties of a lot of 20, 30 people. So Dockside is another one where you can see the water.
Great views of the water at Dockside as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of restaurants that do seafood really well here in Beaufort.
Okay. So let's move into something different then, you know, since we want to get away from the seafood, maybe that's not for everybody. Maybe we have some allergies to some of the seafood dishes. I'm not going to lie. Beaufort has a pretty good barbecue scene, right?
Yeah, they okay. do.
So downtown, I love Q1 Bay. Yes. Q1 Bay downtown is one of our favorite barbecue restaurants in Beaufort. They are right out on the waterfront park. They have a wonderful tap beer selection too. So lots of local beers that they serve and phenomenal barbecue. Love them. What about you? You have a favorite?
For me, I like Casey Mike's Smoking Barbecue. They're really good. I'm a huge barbecue kind of guy. Always like the meat sweats to fall asleep on a good Sunday. That's really good here in Beaufort.
And they're located over on Boundary Street, right? Boundary Street. 5 minutes from downtown. Still like super central location. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So super convenient. So it's perfect.
What kind of barbecue do you like the best? Like what's your favorite? What's your go-to dish if you had to pick one?
I do like pulled pork, barbecue, brisket.
Yeah. Brisket. I love a pulled brisket. Yes.
I'm not picky when it comes to meat. So it's really good.
Another super cool cuisine that we have in Beaufort that's not found everywhere is our gullah cuisine.
Yes.
Do you have any favorites?
Gullah Grub is really good. There's other locations you can find gullah cooked rice, especially when we have our gullah festival.
The festival. Yeah. Yes. It's every May, right?
Yes,
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah. Good stuff out there. Yeah.
Yes. So it's a great time to try everything, taste everything, get a different variety of things that aren't in restaurants. The vendors come out, they prepare the rice like the gullah traditional way. So it's a really good way to incorporate yourself into the gullah culture.
So we've mentioned a lot of good restaurants to go and get food, but we are also a pretty well known for our cocktail scene and, you know, good places to go to get a good drink. What do you recommend in Beaufort, Daquan?
I would say if you're looking for a good time and you want a beer and you want to get outside and relax, Shell Ring Ale Works. We've had them on the podcast multiple times, and Nick does a great job of preparing the beer, and you can kind of just walk in and see the factory. It's a great environment, and it incorporates Beaufort to a T.
And it's Beaufort's first brewery, right? Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's our first brewery in town.
It is.
And they've grown so much. That's a really incredible place. We love to go out there, listen to some live music. They have festivals and things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one for sure.
So if you want that party, get together, hang out with friends, meet new friends, scene, that's definitely the number one spot you need to try out.
Yeah.
I would say RLB is another good one.
Yes. RLB for Rotten Little Bastard Distillery. Yes. A huge fan. Huge fan. Yes. They do a lot of cool stuff there too. And that's our only distillery in town as well. So two really cool places that you can go and try different, you know, moonshines, vodkas, bourbons. They make a little bit of everything in-house.
Yes.
And then the beer at Shell Ring. Yeah.
Yeah. And RLB also offered tours as well. So if you wanted to go out there and tour RLB and see, you know, how they make the liquor and the things they make, it's a great location.
What I also really love about our restaurants, our local restaurants in town, is that they actually carry a lot of RLB's spirits and Shell Ring's beers in-house. So like I know I've been to Old Bull on the weekends, Old Bull Tavern downtown, and they have Rotten Little Bastard spirits on the shelf. So you could buy that to put in their cocktails, and they carry, you know, local beers as well. I love Old Bull's a good spot for a, you know, little nightcap or whatever downtown. That's a really good spot to stop by.
Yeah. And it's cool to see different restaurants mingle and work with the different businesses here in town.
Yeah, that's a good one. So another one I really enjoy going to, I know I've already talked about them, but I feel like I need to bring it up for their cocktails in particular, is Breakwater Restaurant and Bar downtown. They are fantastic. I love like every single cocktail that they add to their menu, because it constantly changes, mm-hmm. is phenomenal. And the bartenders are great. So I have to throw that one out there. Daequan, it's a favorite.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breakwater is good. And staying downtown, Luther's is another fan favorite. A lot of people like to go to Luther's. At one point, it was considered the party scene where everybody would go and get drinks. And that was the location for drinking.
It's definitely the late night spot for sure. Yeah.
So Luther's is the place where you can go get good drinks and kind of hang out in a bar scene. And it's right on the waterfront at night. You can't beat that.
Now, people who are tuning in who have never been to Luther's before may not know what I'm talking about, but have you ever tried one of their syringes?
I have not, but I think I know what you mean.
You know where I'm going with that? Yes. Which are just jello shots that they're famous for. So if you were ever downtown and drop by on any given day, see if they have one. It is kind of what they're known for.
I'm going to have to ask for it the next time I go into Luther's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of trying new things, if you ever come to Beaufort, make sure to stop into our visitor center and pick up one of our foodie guides, or you can find it on our website at beaufortsc.org on our restaurants tab at the very bottom where it says foodie guide. And inside that foodie guide, it has a map of all the downtown locations, the restaurants where you can try the different foods. It also has the like an average price range, the meals served, and the type of cuisine that are served at these restaurants. It's a very helpful, you know, tip if you're coming in for lunch or you're staying overnight. You need to know, what do I want this meal? Or maybe I want American, or maybe I want Italian. It can tell you the different locations. So it's very helpful. So if you're ever in town, the visitor center always has those.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, the visitor center is definitely somewhere that I think everyone should stop by if they're visiting Beaufort.
Yes, I agree. Well, thanks, Jessica, for coming. We always love to have you. You're such a great guest. You're a ball of energy, and you make the show a great show.
Thank you. Thanks. I enjoy it. I would love to come back again. You can have me anytime.
Yes. We'll mix up the topic, but it was great talking Southern food in the Lowcountry. Hopefully the listeners have some inspiration when deciding what they want to eat next time they come to town. Don't forget to check out all our events at our events calendar at beaufortsc.org. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_beaufortsc on Instagram or at beaufortsc on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daequan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.